tonight, Brandon Sadro.
Less than a yard to go. Fourth down for USA. They're at their own 35-yard line. The first down marker just beyond the 35. With 9 minutes left in the fourth quarter, we have a timeout on the field. They're going to measure this one. So after a little bit of a summer recess, Congress is back in session here. They're going to bring the chains out here.
Well, smart play by Coach Beagle to ask for.
Absolutely.
He saves the timeout, gives himself a chance to get the play call into his quarterback.
And he's a little shy. About 2 football lengths, 2 feet, 2/3 of a yard, a little less, about what?
Give or take.
60 centimeters.
That's in gimme range,
isn't
it?
6/1000ths of a kilometer. Something like that, all right?
I'd have told you to pick it up.
Yeah, that's a gimme.
Exactly.
Just take your par and get out of here. Fourth and less than a yard to go for USA. Wings each side. Everyone inside the box. Man in the backfield, Foley under center. More than likely just going to be a QB sneak here. Nope. He turns around with a little bit of Statue of Liberty, a little bit, but Foley keeps it for himself. Out to the 40-yard line. Forward progress stops, and USA converts on fourth down. A nice-looking play there. Had the ugly front confused, and Foley found the gap, got through for a 5-yard gain. First and 10, and the USA drive stays alive with 8:45 left in the fourth.
Guy getting credit for the tackle, Dominic Rosenthal.
First and 10 for the USA Patriots at their own 40-yard line, 8:35 left in the fourth. But still 22-0 ugly. Receiver wide to the right, Dominic Guardian. Wings on either side of Foley under center. Gettle in the backfield. Man in motion signs. Misdirection. Now into the hands of Miller Wise. Comes back, cuts back to the middle of the field. Leaps over one defender on the floor and gets out to the 44-yard line. A 4-yard gain and some theatrics.
He had to work a lot just to get those 4 yards, Clark, bouncing all over the place. Eventually, Logan Lemke got his hands on him and pulled him to the ground.
Less than 8 to play in the fourth. 22-0, ugly over USA.
Just taking too much time here, Clark. Substitutions, calling the play from the sideline, burning way too much time being down 22 points.
And it appears that the Marlette Bad-X game is now in a lightning delay as that pack of storms, that cell is moving directly towards Bad-X on our radar here. As it's 2nd and 6 now for USA at their own 44-yard line. Receiver wide each way, signs in motion to the right. Foley back to pass, stays in the pocket, lets this one launch. He has room down there. Is he caught? It is tipped incomplete. For a second there, I thought Dominic Guardian brought that one at the 20-yard line, went to double coverage. And it falls incomplete, and now 3rd and 6.
Well done and well defended step for step. Quarterback Jeffrey Wright deflects the pass to the ground. Dominic Guardian almost comes up with a magnificent catch. Credit Jeffrey Wright for reading that play the whole way.
Absolutely, but at the same time, that ball got held up by the wind just a touch because initially Dominic Guardian had his defender beat by about a half a step.
He did.
And he would have brought that one in.
He did. Just a little bit too much air under the ball, and it just came back to Jeffrey Wright to make a play on the ball. Still credit him for being in a place to make the play.
Miller Wise wide to the right. Signs wide to the left.
Wow, there's something happened there for sure.
And either this is the Canadian Football League when four men can be in motion, or that is a false start on USA.
I think Ryan Miller-wise, number 20, started his motion, and then about 3 offensive linemen started going, and nothing else happened.
A little miscommunication there on the front line. Is now a 3rd and 10 for USA for a 5-yard false start penalty. 7:23 left in the fourth. USA trailing 22-0 to the visiting ugly Bearcats. Be sure to listen in to The Strong Side this Sunday at 7 p.m. with Clark Ramsey and Dave Hansen recapping this week's games of the MHSA local region. More than likely, we'll be able to get a hold of Dave Coffin. We're hoping to, at least.
Could be a lot of recapping to do with all these games possibly being delayed and played tomorrow.
Especially in the Saturday. That's yes, right. Indeed. 3rd and 10, receiver wide each way for USA. Man in the backfield now. Miller-wise in motion. He's behind. He gets the handoff around the left end. Ubley in pursuit. He's across. He has the first down. A flag flies. He's across midfield. Miller-wise finally brought down at the Ubley 47-yard line, but on the other 47-yard line is a little yellow garment that came out of an official's pocket.
Yeah, and unfortunately, I believe the extra 5 yards was a gift thanks to number 10, Aaron Sines, holding his defensive back, allowing Miller-Wise to slide right by.
So it's going to be a 10-yard penalty from the spot of the foul on the 47-yard line of USA. So in turn, it'll basically be a negative 3 on that play. Repeat the down. Third down and 13 will be coming up. If my rulebook recollection is correct, and my math is also correct, which is saying a lot.
Yeah, it is saying a lot, Clark. But you know, I'm gonna guesstimate that you're pretty darn close.
Even in our first week in the booth, I'm spot on. Not too bad. 7:15 left in the fourth. 22-0. USA trails.
The only thing you weren't spot on was, well,
a lot of things tonight, but
we'll leave it at
the,
that.
The list is too long to even recall. It's amazing to go from the beginning of the season to where you finish at the end of the season.
Oh, and your expectations are so high when you come back, too.
Oh, you know, it's going to be wonderful. I'm going to be, well, never mind. And Tanner Foley going back in the snap, and Ubley comes through with a little bit of pressure, and they actually come through with a sack on the bottom of that pile. Sacking Foley is number 67. Sawyer Messing, the 5'9 guard, 180 senior, comes through for the big loss and pushes him back about 5 more. It's now 4th and 17.
And it looked like a long, exaggerated, delayed handoff that didn't even get a chance to do so. 3 Ubley Bearcats in the area, 67 Sawyer Messing getting the sack. Brandon Sadro, Logan Lemke all in the area potentially to do the same thing.
4th and 17 for USA. Going for it, wing either way. One man in the backfield, Foley under center. Signs in motion to the right, back to pass. Foley has nowhere to go, rolls back to his left, lets this one, no, actually pump
gotta
fakes.
Let it fly.
And he gets brought down to the 36 after a gain of 3. And that's going to be a turnover of downs back into the hands of the Ubley offense. And that T formation of Ubley will more than likely be able to scoop up and eat up the rest of the 6 minutes and 10 seconds.
Well, with the way the offense has been rushing the ball, I don't see any reason why they don't run the clock out here. Credit tackler there, number 17, Freddie Palace, making a nice tackle on the quarterback, Tanner Foley.
So Ubley offense back onto the field, which looks eerily similar to their defense as they have 4 extra players on their bench.
I just hope the injury bug stays away from these two teams. Just not very deep. Looks like 6 guys dressed with Aaron Sines limping off at the moment.
And right hands off to Rosenthal. He's across the 30 down to the 29. That's a gain of 7 yards. 2nd and 3 coming up for Ubley. And Dave, you can almost say that about any area team as you start seeing enrollment drop in every team. And with only 20 players coming out on any squad, that's not even enough to go 11-11, let alone to keep to stay strong and stay healthy in a game.
It is. It's a scary thought. Chandler Fritz with the tackle on the last play for USA. This just in, Reese in the second quarter leads Sandusky 16-0. That game is at the half.
26-0, Harbor Beach leads Vassar, minute 42 before halftime, as the handoff here from right into the hands of the Ubley running back. It's a first down all the way down to the 23-yard line. Derek Brown gets credit for that one. 1st and 10 for the Bearcats as they continue to roll down with 5:22 left in the fourth.
And give Austin Harper yet another tackle for that USA defense.
A 4-yard gain in that last play brings up a 1st and 10 now. T formation right under center. 3 men in the backfield, left to right across the radio. 5 minutes remain in this one. Right hands it off to a new running back in there, Anthony Sweeney. Mike, did I read
that
correct?
That's correct.
So Anthony Sweeney gets the credit for the ball carrying their duties, and he gets out for 5 yards. Now brings up a 2nd and 5 from the 18-yard line.
52, Noah Urich with the tackle on the play.
There must be a lot of selfies going on out there. I see a lot of flashes in the distance.
That is definitely not lightning, Clark. It is coming from our fans here in front of us.
4:30 left in the fourth. 22-0, Ubley leads the USA Patriots. T formation, right hands this off to Sweeney again around the left end. He, He falls off. There was a he was going forward, and all of a sudden a tackle came off